superstar, it's time to shine.
Here's to the fierce queens, the delusional dreamer, the one who thinks she's all that because she marches to the beat of her own drum. She's not afraid to embrace her flaws, and she finds power in using failure as fuel for evolution. Defying the limits imposed by perfectionism and imposter syndrome, she faces her fears with full confidence in God, because the one who put her here also called her to have dominion here. My name is Barbara Moahi, your online bestie and chair executive officer. Join me and women across the world who refuse to let fear keep them from their wildest dreams. This is Boldly Becoming.
You know how they say, if your dreams don't scare you, then you're not dreaming big enough? I don't think that I interpret that correctly. I don't think I had the correct interpretation of that, because in my journey of being a careless dreamer, I found that the reason why big dreams are scary is because it requires a level of vulnerability and digging into yourself to say, this is actually my desire. This is actually what I want. And when you go after your actual desire and what you actually want, not getting it can hurt, but more than it hurting, opens you up, especially if going after your dreams looks public, opens you up to a lot of criticism. It opens you up to the opinions of other people and then potentially spotting out the insecurities that you've been working hard for years to cover up. When I made my entry video, it reached over 1 million views across my Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. In fact, a friend of mine pointed out that it was 20,000 views away from 1 million, literally 1 million views on Twitter, like 2 weeks ago. And I think something like that sounds very, you know, grand, like, whoa, 1 million views across all platforms. But when I started out, that's not what it looked like. When I made the decision 2 years ago to say, I'm going to enter Miss South Africa in 2023, and these are the steps that I need to take, that million overnight success didn't happen overnight. It took 2 years of conscientiousness. It took 2 years of depending on God for the next move and depending on God to guide my decision making, to help me and heal me in areas that I knew I would need to be more proficient in order to move and operate in the spaces that he's called me to. None of the things that I accomplished, I could have accomplished if I didn't learn to step out of my comfort zone, if I didn't learn to fight the inner critic in my head. Because one thing about me is that I am an overachiever, I am a perfectionist, and I'm an overthinker. And I always ask myself, Marawai God, like, why would you give me all three of those qualities in one? Because that just sounds like a cocktail recipe for disaster. Because now the overachiever in me wants to be the best, but the perfectionist in me won't finish a project because she doesn't think that it's good enough. And then the overthinker in me will overthink whether or not this is the plan of God for my life, because things are not going according to plan, or I'm finding difficulty in one area over another and it's coming so easy to the person next to me. Now comparison is creeping in and it's a whole big mess. And now I'm stuck and paralyzed by my fear. I'm stuck and paralyzed by my thoughts. And with this podcast, my hope and my desire really is to share the freedom that I found in some of the experiences that I've gone through over the past couple of years. I think a lot of the pressure that I put myself under could have easily been solved by having a conversation with someone who was trying to achieve the same thing that I was. But I think when you have a specific burden on your heart that makes you feel vulnerable, that makes you feel exposed, a lot of the times it's because there isn't someone who's done something that you're willing to do or that you are dreaming of doing. And that's what boldness means. To be bold means that you are willing to take a risk. You're willing to do something that's innovative, that has never been seen or done before. And one of the things that happened after being eliminated from Miss South Africa this year, and I came back home, there were a whole lot of people that I spoke to, a whole lot of people wanted to reach out to me, love on me, and God bless their souls because they all meant well. But I remember there was one individual in particular that I was speaking to, and they were like, I know that this is probably the most embarrassing thing to happen to you, and I'm so sorry, and it's so embarrassing. And they just kept repeating how embarrassing it must have been to be the person that on the outside seemed like the most likely to make the top 12 and then be like the first person to be eliminated from the top 12. And I found it so strange. Like, I sat with it for a couple of days because I was like, why in the world would they say they're sorry for my embarrassment? Like, I didn't think it was embarrassing until you said it was embarrassing. Now I'm questioning myself because should I be embarrassed? Is there something that I did or said that brings shame to me and my family? Sorry, okay, I am also a little bit of a drama queen, if you haven't picked that up yet. But I literally was sitting and I'm grappling with this idea of embarrassment, and I realized there's a reason why I'm not embarrassed, actually. And I don't have to feel guilty for not being embarrassed. And that's because my definition of success was never based on whether I walked away with the crown at the end of this year or not. My definition of success, and I've shared this countless of times on my YouTube channel, on the old podcast that I had, and that is being a better version of myself today than I was yesterday. I think if you had been following my Miss South Africa journey, you would have seen the vlog that I shared on their page where I shared that I had three goals at the beginning of this year. And the first goal, the very, very first goal that I had for myself was to practice until I was proud, that I wouldn't put out content if I didn't feel like it was my best. Not if I didn't feel like it was perfect, if I didn't feel like it was my best attempt, that I would allow myself to be loved by other people, which isn't something that I always had allowed people to do in the past because, again, Miss Independent Overachiever Perfectionist can do everything by herself, right? But then more than allowing people to love on me, I would then open up myself to love people with everything that I have. And again, that requires a level of vulnerability. And when I came back from South Africa, I remember then, okay, now I'm sitting and all of these thoughts are going through my head. This person says I should be embarrassed, but I'm not embarrassed because I learned a lot from the Miss South Africa experience. Therefore, tomorrow I'll be a better version of myself than I was when I entered the whole competition. And that's what becoming means. If you know me, then you know that I'm a very big fan of Mrs. Michelle Obama. And she always says that to her, becoming is a process. Becoming is an evolution of who you are. And so that's how I came down to having this space on the internet. If we haven't met before, my name is Barbara. And well, you can probably tell by my story now that I was a part of the Miss South Africa Top 30 of 2023. And something that I've enjoyed doing throughout my entire life and in my spare time is grappling with the idea of purpose and praying and you know, listening to sermons and reading even like secular scholar material on what it actually means to be purposeful, what it actually means to find your why. And I find that learning more about my purpose and learning more about the plan of God for my life has brought so much healing to my soul and has really been the biggest pleasure of my spare time, because that's what I do in my spare time. I read up on all of these things. I love reading about overachievers. I love reading about perfectionism, overcoming perfectionism and imposter syndrome. But my favorite thing in the world, and nothing makes me happier than this, is when I finally figure out how to conquer something and I help a friend walk through that exact same thing. And that's why I started the Boldly Becoming podcast, because so many of us are trying to figure out what our purpose is, what has God called me to, and that often comes with big dreams, but there are very few spaces that we find are safe enough to share those dreams and not be made to feel ashamed for wanting that dream. And so I really hope that you stick with me on this journey, and whether it's my friend speaking, whether it's me sharing a story or recounting an experience, I really hope that at the end of the day, you would leave the space and you would leave the conversation feeling encouraged to go for your wildest dreams, never forgetting that in everything that you are doing, God is on your side, God is for you, you are in that position because God saw it fit for you to be in that position. So you don't have to try and be a bigger version of yourself. You can come into the space just as you are, take a deep breath, and know that God will promote you at the time that He feels you are ready for it, but that the atmosphere is prepared for you to step into, because it's no point that you have a big grand idea and this burning purpose on your heart, which is given to you by God, but you step into a room of hearts that are not ready to receive the gift that God has brought you into that room to share. And so in ending off this podcast, I want you to know that where you are is exactly where you need to be. All you have is exactly all that you need in order to accomplish the dream that God has given you. This opportunity wouldn't be here unless you deserved it. The vision wouldn't be yours unless God thought that you were capable of doing it. And it's no coincidence that you've made it to this point in your life. Trust yourself with new experiences, because your old experiences have prepared you for this moment. And you are brilliant enough to learn anything that you do not know. And it's okay to fall when you're learning, because eventually with practice, you're going to be able to do it well. And my prayer throughout this Boldly Becoming journey that we're going to take together is that you would become more confident in who God has called you to be, that you would be courageous enough to go after every single one of your dreams, and that your cup would overflow to a point where people around you are inspired to be a better version of themselves because they met you.